Everybody, this is Single Life with Dr. G, dating over 40. And this is Dr. G with the third visual podcast. I am still just as excited as I was for the first one. Because you know what? Every week we're going to come and we're going to come and we're going to bring it. You know that my mission is to help you stay sane in this crazy, like I said, crazy world of dating. If you are listening to this podcast, I want you to have the opportunity to also watch it. Because guess what? We are just streaming everywhere. We are on so many different platforms. We're on Roku, Fire TV. We're on YouTube. We're on WPS TV, Channel 26 here in Dallas. We are when FXTV.com. When I tell you, we're everywhere. And of course, you can see us on your phone. That's where people usually do everything. Now, haven't we got addicted to our phones? But we love that for this. So, yes, and thank you to all of the audience worldwide. We are continuing to grow every week. So I am excited to all of the audience everywhere. And as we always do, I can promise you we're going to have some great discussion today. Because here we are going to be talking about, guess what? Why is dating so complicated? Why is dating so complicated? Oh my goodness. Yes, and if somebody out there said, oh, it's not complicated to me, then we really want to talk to you, okay? Because there are some complications and some things that we're going to work through. If you want to get the book, go to my website, drgladney.com, Power of Attraction, Getting the Man You Need, Not Want, which is kind of where all of this started for me. So I am here with some special guests. We have a returning guest, and then we have a new guest. And we're going to be talking about this topic. Guys, are you ready for this? Okay. You're going to have to meet the lovely lady to my right, and I'm going to give her an opportunity to introduce herself. So, Donisha, tell everybody about yourself.
Hello, world. My name is Donisha Reed. I'm a full-time hairstylist, loving hair in Sunnyvale, Texas. I also work as a child advocate at an agency called Journey to Dream for underprivileged teenagers. And I'm a mother of one. I'm single, never married, and I'm dating.
All right. Guys, did you hear that? This single, beautiful lady. And, you know, she's rocking this hair. When I tell you, you know, I had cut my hair off at one point. At first it was cute. The second time it wasn't really cute. She is cute. And she's rocking the hair. So we're so glad to have you with us, Donisha. Okay. And then to my left, the returning guest. He's been here a few times. But he always has some really profound things to say. So, audience, I know you're going to enjoy him. This is Dr. Fred. Tell us all about who you are.
Hi, I'm Dr. Frederick Matthews. I'm a podiatrist. I'm originally from St. Louis, and I've been in Dallas about 3 years now. Single, father of one, and dating.
Okay. Were you married before or no?
I've been married before.
Okay. Okay. So you've been married before. Now, you all heard that he's a podiatrist. Ladies out there, with the bunions, with the cords. Okay, I'm just saying.
Flat feet, hammer toes, bad ankles.
Look,
fat ankles, all that. All that.
And it don't even scare him or bother him. I'm like, oh my God. You know, I can't even imagine how the people be giving pedicures, let alone trying to fix somebody's feet. But you can get it all with this. This single guy. So we are so glad.
But no scar.
No.
But minimal scar.
Right. Oh, look at that.
I needed him
no
last
scars.
Week.
I needed him last week.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. He might not want to know. But
it might come back. I'll be my call.
Okay. He's working here on the set. No, that's great. We're about to have some great discussion on why is dating so complicated. You know, there is about 111 million single people out there. 44% of the population are single. So if it's that many single people, you would think that dating wouldn't be as complicated because we have a lot of people out here and it seems like there's enough people to go around. But before we actually get started in the conversation, I wanted to give you some of the frustrations that single women say and single men say. And we'll have a conversation about this whole dating thing, which is what makes it probably complicated. So the number one thing that women, single women say that is frustrating is they feel like that men have all the options. There are more options for men than women. Would you say that's correct, Dr. Frank?
Not 100% correct. I do think we have a lot of good options. And
more options than us.
Well, no, you guys, I think, have more options, but I think you guys are a lot more intentional with your options. Like with us, I might say, okay, she looks nice. Like I said before, you got those you want to play with and those you want to stay with. Mm-hmm. So that will kind of make our options come a little better, because I'm going to let you convince me to being the one I want to be with. At hello, I don't know anything about you, but as we progress, then you get to be more to me. So if I go in there more so open to have fun, I have more options. If I'm looking for a wife, now it's minimized. So you have to make me want to be that wife, as opposed, well, not like your wife, but you know, you're my wife.
Yeah.
But you have to make me want that, as opposed to me saying, you know, starting out looking for a wife.
So it's my responsibility to make you want me as a wife? Is that what you're saying?
If you want to be married, yes.
Huh.
Well, what I'm saying is, men go out looking for a good time, not a good woman. Women go out looking for a good man. So if I'm going out looking for a good time, then I converse with you. Oh, okay, you're kind of nice. I think I like you. Now I'm looking for more in you. But at hello, I'm just looking, hey, I like how you look. What's your name?
Well, what you think about that? You feel like we need to be convincing them that I'm the good wife?
I'm not going to convince you, because first and foremost, I believe that when you're ready, when a man is ready, he's ready.
I believe that.
When he's a player, he's a player. When he's ready, he's ready. And depending on where you are as a woman and what you need at that time, you can play with him or you can, you know, stay with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that if he's ready, you don't have to do that much work. You can just be the woman that you are, and he may.
If you're the woman for him. Right.
When we're ready, and you are correct, because it's a timing thing with us. I mean, you catch me, I'm going to play around, I'm playing no matter what. Mm-hmm. If you catch me, I'm ready, looking for someone, it doesn't mean that you will be the someone. I might have four or five to choose from. So I'm ready. I'm looking for, I want that woman to spend the rest of my life with. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to receive her. But this girl I'm out on this date with right now might not be her.
Right.
So I'm ready. But I might not be ready for you. I might be ready for someone else. So that's why I'm saying, you know, I kind of want you to make me feel I'm better off with you than without you. And if you're not doing that, well, I'm ready. Just you didn't.
But you're not the one.
Right.
Well, then again, it goes back to you have the options. Because as a woman, we're actually almost waiting to be chosen. And it's not to say that some women aren't putting themselves out there. But if you got all these five options, usually women don't have five options. You know what I'm saying? And so this is a frustration. And when you look at the numbers do denote that they are less eligible men. So that may mean socioeconomic status, men that are not incarcerated. I mean, it's a whole plethora of numbers. And we look at the college rate. The numbers of men going to college are very slim compared in comparison to the women. So that's a frustration for women to feel like that men have all the options and that we don't, because we're waiting to be chosen.
Well, you're waiting to be chosen by the small group that you select. Again, we are a little more open with our selection. So it's not the...
Because y'all just visual, just looking at somebody.
Right. So if you say, okay, I have to have this man this height, this kind of car, this kind of house, this kind of career, well, then, okay, your options might get limited. But as a man, if I want to have a certain kind of house, certain kind of car, I haven't factored in my woman. I'm going to do what I have to do to get that house or that car I want. So when I'm looking for that woman, well, I want her to look like this. I'm not really tripping as much about what she makes. Or, I mean, hopefully she makes something. You know, I want some kind of career, but it's like, it's not that necessary for me, because I'm not looking to her for protection, stability, all. I mean, I got all that. So well, I want her to look good.
Let me just throw in, women okay. do have, some women have options too. Okay. We have options too.
Okay.
And for me personally, if I'm ready to be married. So my lifestyle is, the lifestyle I create for myself is a wife.
Right.
So I carry myself like a wife.
Okay.
I do wife things. I come home at night. I don't party like I used to.
Right.
You know, I keep food in the fridge. I don't eat out that much. You know, it's almost like I practice being that way because I've been a certain kind of way for so long. Now that I'm prepared to be a wife, I'm carrying myself like a wife. So when I meet and I go out and date, yeah, it's very intentional, but I can meet three men that may be ready for marriage. So mm-hmm. I have the option to say, oh, okay, well, this guy, he's a nice guy. I like him, mm-hmm. but he has four baby mamas.
Right.
Or yeah. this guy is good, but he yeah. didn't have himself together. So we have those kind of options too. They may not be as, like, guys, they
right.
they looking at social media,
yeah.
they can reach out to
yeah.
women, they looking at body. We looking at if a man is well put together to be able to, we can come together and create a life that we want. And sometimes you may have, you know, the quantity, but you may not have
the quality. So, yeah. so first of all, let me say, man, did you hear? She is looking to be married, and she's putting herself in a place to be a wife. And that is so, so key. And I think number one for the frustration of men goes along with what you were saying, Dr. Fred, that women are looking for the perfect man. Do you feel that that's a part of that frustration for men? Yeah, looking for the perfect man, and he don't exist. He and she don't exist,
right.
either or.
Right.
But yeah, I think that is it. And when you were saying that women, you know, we're more intentional with looking. So just because you're good looking don't mean you're a good man.
Right.
Yeah. So we're the frustration for men is that because women are looking for the perfect man, it's like a lot of men get looked over. The number two frustration for women was that a lot of guys seem to be mostly players and cheaters. Now, we could just do a whole podcast, and I have done a podcast on that. So we won't belabor that too long, but that's the experience that it seems like. And I'm going to throw in here, in this dating, that is what, when we did the poll, that is what a lot of people are saying. It's the lies and the dishonesty that is so frustrating, because if you're ready to just play, just say that, hey, I'm just out here playing. I'm not trying to find nobody. I just want to be free. I want to date five people at one time. Say that. That's not what usually happens. And I know, you know, in this dating world, and, you know, when I connect with somebody or date, it's with a different intention, because a lot of times I get some research out of it. Okay. So I'm researching stuff so I can talk about it.
Right.
But it's real interesting, because I still find the dishonesty. It's like, just be forthright. And then if a man says, you know, that, you know, he's looking to be married. Do you find a lot of guys say that they're looking to be married? They're not acting like they're looking to be married.
Right.
Do you find that?
I find guys that, I do find guys that are ready to be married.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily mean they're ready to marry me. They just, like, I'm out here looking for a wife.
Okay.
Not often, though. Not often.
Okay.
It may be 2 out of 7.
Okay. Two out of 7. Okay.
But I do find that there are some men looking. But also I have an issue like that. There are some men that are out here like just dating a whole bunch of women.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they don't always tell you that they've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And it's okay when you're dating single, you can do whatever. But
yeah.
the thing is that some men will make you feel like or tell you
yeah.
or just kind of create
yeah.
this facade that, you know, it's all about you. When you know, you already know. Because 9 times
absolutely.
Out of 10, they're going to be inconsistent.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not going to be totally honest.
They're not.
And you're going to be able to see
that.
Holes in their stories. Well, can you help us understand? Help us understand why do men, I'm not saying you, but you know the mind of men, and you know.
But there's a flip side, because there's a mind of women as well. Now, one thing I want to go back as well, and what I said about that woman showing me she's a wife,
mm-hmm.
you went against what I said, but you supported what I said by saying right now you want to be married and you're doing the wifely things. Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what I was saying. I didn't put it as cute as you did.
Okay. Can you make it cute then? Go ahead.
Well, she made it cute already. You know, she's saying, like, I want to be married, so I'm doing boom, 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 boom. You broke down those. And those are the things that we do want. It doesn't always mean that it's going to be you. Mm-hmm. But you did what I said. You are doing those things to show, hey, I'm this woman, which is what we said we're looking for. Now, in reference to men, why? I'm never going to break bro code at all. But
yeah, you can break bro code. It's okay.
It's a wrong listening. I would never do that. No. But I will say I've done it both. I've kind of told some lies, and I've also been upfront and told the truth. A lot of women don't really care about the truth as much as you all think they do.
Really? What do you mean by that?
I've told women, hey, I'm out here having fun, dating. But if the woman wants you, I'm doing the same thing, but she's hoping she's going to make you decide, hey, I just want to roll with you. So we can tell the truth. Now, sometimes that lie, I mean, I hate to say this, but having a penis is sometimes trying to sell used cars. I want you to drive this off the lot. Mm-hmm. So if me saying, hey, you know, I like you or whatever, and not that I do this anymore. Maybe when I was 16, 17, I might have told you about it. The reality is people all lie for the same reason, because we don't want to face the consequence that the truth might bring. Mm-hmm. So if I want you and I'm like, hey, I want these other five girls too, I can't walk up, hey, you know, I want to talk to you, but I get your number, I'm going to walk up and talk to her too. No, I can't say that. Well, but again, there's been times when I have said that. I told one lady, she asked if I had a girlfriend. I'm like, five. And she was like, huh? I'm like, yeah, but they know about each other. I'm like, it's not my job to tell them. And then her response to me was, well, can I be number six? I was saying it to make her leave me alone.
Oh, okay.
But it still didn't work.
Then she jumped on the bandwagon.
Right.
And took them in on her
not that one, but I have taken some who, all right, I told you. And, you know, because if that's what that woman wants, she feels like, okay, I want you. I've heard women also say, hey, if he not married, let the best chick win. So we're not as bad as you all make us out to be, because we have some people who want to be bad with us.
No, right. Well, and this, the games and the lies and honesty is not just for the men. Trust me, it is for the women too. And like you're saying, so it's not to make any one gender worse than the other.
But when you put it down like that, it make us the bad ones. You never say women lies.
It said
the men lie, not the women. The y'all pole. All precious angels.
No, because they cheating with somebody. Right. So that's a good point. But no, the poll said, and it was just one of the frustrations of dating, and men and women both said the lies and the dishonesty. Mm-hmm. So on both sides, There's this dishonesty and the lies that are going on. And I do know that a lot of times women will think that they can change a man because of how they are, and I'm going to get him to change his mind and just focus on me.
And we're
gonna
say okay.
And so yeah, ladies, are you hearing that? That's not the
but
right
not
thing.
But not me. I would not say okay. I would say no.
Oh, you go home. Look at his eyes.
Let me say something. I will say this. I'm open to the truth. But what I don't like is that if you're dating, or you're dating two or three people, if we come in and say, well, yeah, I'm dating a few guys myself, we don't get treated the same. Like, guys, y'all kind of get to play y'all game. But our status will change with you all if you know that we're dating somebody else.
Yes, it does.
So maybe we shouldn't ask as many questions.
What do you mean?
I mean, I won't know that you're doing that if I don't ask you.
Oh, okay.
Lie
by omission is fair.
I was going to say, that's still lying by omission.
Well, I mean, I would say part of that I also blame women too, because, you know, women don't want to be shamed. So as men, yeah, we don't care about our own personal body count, but of course women do. So,
y'all know the body count is? Go ahead. Anyway, go ahead.
If we date number 40, everybody know about the body count.
Everybody know about the body count. Okay.
Right, right. Okay. Everybody might not count all the bodies. They know about the body count.
Who's counting?
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I think a lot of men at this age aren't really as concerned about who you've been with. Now, men don't want to know everything. You know, we want to know some stuff.
Because y'all can't handle everything, just like women can't. I'm just saying.
Right. But if it's something I can't handle, yeah. I won't ask you.
Okay.
Anything I ask you, I can handle. I've already played out all the different things in my head. Whether I should take it or not. Now, if I can't take it, I won't even ask. Now, granted, there will be some men that can't take it who will still ask. So then you have to know what kind of man you're dealing with. But if I'm out here, I know I'm free and I don't want to settle down, I'm not going to put that pressure on you. But now the flip side, I will say to that, part of why that man mentality is to put that pressure on you is because women make, well, you all say, well, you want this, you need to work for this. So as a man, we feel we're putting up all this work. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. So now because I'm worked for it, anything we work for, hey, that's mine. It belongs to me because I worked, I earned it. But none of y'all trying to work to get none. We meet you at the bar and want to give it to you now. So you haven't worked for it. Now, when that woman is doing that wife yourself, well, yes, you're working. You're making me feel
Wait, let me stop you. What does work mean?
What is working? It's the work that you all say. I don't know. It's what women say to men. Like, oh, you need to work for this. What kind of work I got to do?
What do you consider work from a woman? Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Like you said, those things.
What do you consider work for?
If I'm in a relationship with that woman, well, she's probably doing some type of work. And sometimes just being supportive, caring, and encouraging me, making me want to be better.
Okay.
That is a great woman to me. But that lady I just met at the bar, you know, and not that I go to the bar all the time. Using the bar as an example was some at church, wherever I met.
Q number seven. Very good at disclaimers.
Q number seven. So at that point, you know, a lot of times women have these expectations of men where a man should do this, man should do that, man should do that. And men, we often come in the door ready and willing to do those type of things. And I guess that's the work that men feel that they are doing to get this time from this woman. But a lot of times a woman might have just made herself available for me. So we appreciate it, but.
So you don't feel like we're doing the work. That's what it sounds like you're saying.
I didn't say none. I'm talking about those who are not doing the work.
Okay.
I'm not talking about you hard workers.
Women in general, you don't feel like that they are doing enough. They're wanting men to do the work to get them, but women aren't doing the work for sustainability.
Right. I think a lot of times women will use sex as the work. I was like, that's not going to make me want to marry you. I appreciate it. but that's not sealing a deal with
me. That's good to know. So can you give the ladies out there who are still wondering, because we just want to be very clear, what do you consider work? What do you consider a woman working?
Well, I'm saying that being encouraging, that being supportive. The cooking is great if you can, but I'm not worried about the cooking. I really want that good communication. I want to make sure that you make me, again, like I said, I want you to make me feel better off with you than without you. I want to be able to enjoy our time with each other. I want to show that we can grow together, you know, where there might be certain things that I might slack on, but maybe that might be her strength or it might be my weakness. So that's why when we talk about the perfect man, the perfect woman, like if I might, let's say, there might be out of 10 things, let's say I have 8. Mm-hmm. And let's say maybe she had 4 or 6. But if she has the 2 that I'm missing and I have the 1 that she's missing, now we have completed each other. So we could be perfect for one another. I might not be perfect all by myself. But now those things I missed and you just completed me. So now I completed you. So now we're perfect for each other.
But wait,
not individual.
But when you first just meet somebody, give an example when you first meet at the bar or on Q7, whatever. What is it that looks like work?
Well, at the bar.
Because at the bar, you're going to buy her a drink.
There's no work involved there.
Okay, there's no work.
At the bar, it's communication. It's like how, because again, I'm going to look at you at the bar. Man, we're going to be physical at first.
Yes.
Okay, you look fine. I want to see what else is about you.
Yeah.
And then as I converse with you, oh, okay, I like this person. Then you get that growth. But we didn't come to the bar thinking, I'm going to marry her. No.
Yeah.
We came to the bar, okay, I like that dog. You see that? You know, that's what's happening with us at the bar.
Okay.
But then as we converse, it's like, okay, cool. And the more I talk to you, the more I get to know you, then I'll start building that bond. So mine's going to all be about your character.
Okay.
As opposed to, you know, what's under the dress.
Okay. You have anything to add to that?
Well, I'm sort of kind of agreeing with what you say. It makes sense to me.
Okay.
It makes sense for me, but I know things change. I'm in my 40s now, but you know, in 20s, you know, I probably was a bar girl. You know, when I got older in my 30s, I probably was, let me just get into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I carried myself a little bit different. So now, you know, because I am interested in marriage, so I am kind of being more intentional about where I meet people and the conversation. I'm going a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start out asking you what your favorite color is. I'm going to ask you, you know.
You don't have your list.
You don't have a list.
Okay.
So I kind of go with a man's heart and his character. Like that's what helps me
the same thing.
So it'll stop if he start talking about something else.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, we're going to end this conversation and we can keep moving. We can keep dating.
Right.
You know, and I don't spend that much time in, you know, courtships, friendships. I only want friends as male if they are interested in me in that way.
Right.
So I can just...
You're being very intentional because you're looking to be married.
Right.
And see, I think that does put people in a different place because, like, I'm in the place I was married for almost 24 years. So I'm not looking to be married.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in a different place in my life, which now when I go out, I'm not even trying to really meet anybody. I'm just going out to have a good time.
And research.
Research. But now, like, the right person can make that research disappear. No, but you know what I'm saying? But it's not, so I'm not like blocked and it's like, because men will say that to me. Dr. G, is this research? Are you doing this? What I'm like? I'm like, no, not at the present time.
Right.
Look, it depends on how this ends. That's the story. I'm going
to
make a book about you.
Right.
You just got to never know. So I keep my options and myself open, but I do think it is the intention of a person. And intentionality is so important. That was my word for last year.
Mm-hmm.
I started out 2020, of course, the intentions all kind of, but the intentionality of where we are in dating, because the frustrations that people say here in this dating, they say there's so many games that people play on both sides.
Right.
It's not just the man. And so a lot of times it's easy to seem like we make the men seem so bad. And so I'm glad you brought that up because that's not the intent. Because I see it on both sides, and I see women playing just as many games. Why is this going on? And what is it? I guess it's the lies. And when the men talk about that, their frustration was that women are trying to judge men by their bank account and by the cars and everything that they drive. Is that a real legitimate frustration for you guys?
I'm not frustrated by it, but I definitely know, first of all, we use this bait anyway. So if I come in the
say that again. Did y'all hear that? Did you just hear what he's saying? Okay, say that one more time. Yeah. I didn't come for me.
That we use what we have sometimes as bait because we know what you all want. So, of course, you want me to smell a certain one, not you. And I will say, you know, I'm glad it's the three of us here because what you were saying, where you are right now, is where a lot of men are. Where I'm like, okay, look. If you make me decide I don't want to go ahead and stop doing research, so be it.
Yeah.
And where you are, well, you are more intentional about what you want.
Yes,
so it's all going to be like, you were, like I was saying, convince me. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to stop here. And you're saying, hey, if you're not trying to go around this road, leave me alone.
And let me just say that. I don't put that out there. That ain't
no, you're not supposed
I'm
to.
Yeah. I'm just,
trying to see.
Already,
yeah.
When you know, you know. So
right.
When you meet somebody, you're going to
you're
going to have a great conversation. You can have a great conversation with a player.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they have great conversation. A lot of talk
sure
about
do.
It. Y'all might even can do some business together.
Because we're salesmen.
Let me also say this as far as the money thing, and you know, you can't be like a lot of men spend money all day long,
mm-hmm.
but if you're a woman looking to be a wife, you already know you ain't got to ask for nothing. Because when a man is ready, he want you, ready for what you're ready for, you ain't got to ask him nothing. He gonna already meet your needs.
Absolutely.
And I'm not talking about buying you stuff. I'm saying he gonna be like rotating your tires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're doing that work.
Like the stuff that I cannot do for myself.
Yeah.
He gonna be concerned that you make it home safe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, what did you eat today? How you feeling? Right. If you sick, he gonna, even if you got COVID, he gonna come bring something over.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We're going to come in trying to.
We're going to come in knowing we have to do that work because it's no longer work. We want to do this because this is where I want to be. So I'm working to show, hey, this is where I want to be. Mm-hmm. And that same thing, even with the money thing, you're saying that woman who really cares about you, she's like, don't blow your money. It's nonsense. Like, let's eat home, drink out. Like, she's going to find ways to. Because she's thinking about that future as opposed to what you're going to blow on me right now.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're going to use what we have as bait because we know what you all want to see. Not me, once again.
But
that's something that is going to be done because, like I said, if I'm out here to play, I'm going to throw out my play date.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I meet, this is actually a pretty good one. And then I'm observing you. And I'm not trying to just throw money in your face. No. I'm trying to throw me at you and trying to say, hey, look, forget what you saw in this car, this here. This is who I am. I want you to know who Fred is and not Dr. Matthew.
Well, because we also know, and if you don't know, just because somebody's driving a nice car and all of that don't mean they have their finances and their stuff together.
Nope.
It just means that they qualified for that loan.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. So, understand, but we still do have that twisted up because it's like, ooh, girl, he was driving a nice car and stuff. And I've been guilty of saying that too, because you do look. But look, I had a hoopty for a long time, and it was paid for. And it wasn't a hoopty. It just wasn't a car that people thought Dr. G would be driving. And, you know, I use that as research too, guys, because not intentionally, but it was funny because I did have a man say that to me. He was like, that's your car? I was like, yeah, that's my car. You know, it's all paid for. And it's like, I knew absolutely he was not the person for me.
Mm-hmm.
He was judging me because, of course, he's driving a certain kind of car and he wanted me to match that. And I'm thinking, so I know it does go both ways. But the men, they say that is one of the frustrations because they just can't seem to get around that. So if you're using that as bait, y'all understand that that could be used. And I know the guy's driving the car, they driving around, they want you to see him, and then the top down and all of that. And the woman is like, ooh, you imagine yourself in that. And all of that is such superficial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're going to one of the last things, I'm going to wrap this in here, and the complications of dating, the frustration. Mm-hmm. They said inconsistency. The inconsistency of, I think, of everybody. Now, let me just tell you what I have found out here. And I'm going to say this because, of course, it's men that I'm interacting with. And a man will act like he really, really likes you. And he'll start calling, texting, you know, all this stuff every day. And then it's like this fall off that happens. It's like they go full in. And then all of a sudden, it's like you don't hear from him anymore. You know, and of course, I'm not really caring, but I'm looking to see how many days they what. I'm telling y'all so that I can come back and have these conversations with everybody. Mm-hmm. Do you find that happening as well in this dating, that they'll come and then, you know, they're consistent at first and then all of a sudden they fall off?
That happened to me a couple of times, mm-hmm. but I realized like that was some type of chase for them. They was trying to like chase and
trying to see if
they were just trying to see if they can lock you down. They didn't really want. Nothing.
They don't want
they
nothing.
May have just, I mean, I don't get it. I guess it's a male thing. You might get
an
answer,
but. It is not. It's true.
Oh, okay.
I have been accused of ghosting.
Ghosting.
Before.
Yes.
But.
What is that about?
Well, I sometimes do it. Well, my intention behind it always be that. Like, if I know.
Good intention for ghosting? I can't wait to hear this one.
Well, like, okay, for example, how you're so intentional about what you're doing right now.
Okay.
So if I was to meet you and I know. This is not really what I want to do. So I'm like, okay, she's a good girl. I like her. She's cool. I'm not ready for what you want. So I might come in initially, okay, yeah. I'm like, nah, she's too good for me to damage her. So I'm going to back off.
So that's a good one. So
what? Got good attention.
Okay, but what do you say? You just, because then you're going to hurt the person.
Well, no.
If you just like, oh, you too good
in
your head,
but
and
you don't
know
it as bad as saying, hey.
You have to know that when a guy ghosts you, like, that wasn't for you.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing. And that's when I do it, because I'm like, I'm not for her right now. And other times I've done it because also women get used to patterns. So if I know I'm not really trying to roll with you this way, but I still want to hang out with you sometimes, I'm not going to
be
consistent with
you
the call.
You just go up and down. Yeah.
Well, because if I'm calling you all the time, we talking all day, it's like, no, because now I'm saying, hey, I don't want a girlfriend, but I'm treating you like a girlfriend.
Okay.
So to protect your emotions, I'm not going to be that consistent. I'm going to kind of back off a little bit, like, hey, how you doing? So today is what, Wednesday? We'll talk today, and maybe I'll give you a call. Oh, sir, hey, what you doing? Okay, cool. Let me call you back. You know, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time talking to you or spending time. Even sometime when I got nothing to do, I hung out with you yesterday. I'm not going
to
call you today because
you're
I'm
not
putting
trying
too
to put
much
her
out
in
there.
The girlfriend
so,
play. I get it.
So it's for protection in most cases. Cause,
but you know what? Can we? So I get that. But can we? We're over 40. I just think that as grown people, we can have mature communication. Because all of this adds to the damage. It adds to the games. And you just feel like people are playing games. So if you don't want to be bothered with somebody.
But
and,
you might want to, just not consistently.
Well, no, and that's
and
okay.
Again,
but I'm 16-year-old
friend once again. It's not current.
But I guess I'm thinking of the ghosting. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is happening. People just, and they disappear. And I think it's a very cowardly way of dealing with things. And so I'm trying to dismiss, get rid of all this stuff so that we can actually have grown-up conversations. You're not for me. I'm not for you. We're in a different place in our life. You were a great person, good person. You know, I know the saying, you know, it's not you, it's me. That could be something. But I'm just saying, at least have the conversation, because what you have is just a lot of, then you just feel like, a lot of women feel like, well, no, I'm not giving my number out because he's going to do just like what everybody else. And a guy may feel, you know, however, whatever it is y'all feel. But I just think that we shouldn't be ghosting at this time, because it adds to the inconsistency. It makes make me feel like you're not an honest person. You know, you're not grown enough to even have a conversation.
It adds to a woman's brokenness.
And adds to her brokenness.
What's wrong with
that? Yeah, and you're like, well, what happened? I thought it was. So if you don't want to be consistent, say that. Say, hey, you know, I'm not going to be rolling consistently.
The times I've done this, like I say, mm-hmm. I did say that. I did say, mm-hmm. I don't want this.
Okay.
But the thing is, if I'm telling you this, but you are trying to convince me of something else,
okay.
You leave me no alternative. I say,
okay,
hey, look,
gotcha.
I'm not
all
trying
right.
to do this with you. I mean, we could hang out, we could be cool, but no, I'm not. I'm
okay.
also seeing other people.
Okay.
And I've said that. But now, because I'm telling you, so we're not as bad as you all think.
No,
we're coming
and
clean and saying
okay,
it, but
not
you
all.
Don't want to hear it.
You are
well,
not
I'm saying
some of the guys. Yeah, guys, yeah. Okay, so the guys that are hearing him that are not like this in the sense of communication and stuff, please try to get better. To the women out there,
but
I don't want us
to women
think.
They gotta listen.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't want you to think that you can change. If a man is telling you something, believe what he's saying. If he is honest enough and true enough to say, hey, I'm dating other people, don't believe that, hey, I can come in and I'm going to wrap him up and change his mind because I got all of this. Let's not do that, because we all are adding to each other's pain. It really is. And so that's my thing, is to really try to take the frustration and the complication out of this dating game. Because I'm telling you, I do think that everybody deserves to be in a loving relationship if that's what you're wanting. But we can't get there because we got all of this stuff and we're bringing all of this drama and this gunk to the table. And so as we're wrapping this up, I mean, you know, like I said, these conversations could just go on. I'm hoping that when you watch this, I would encourage you to get together, have a watch party with your girlfriends, your guy friends, the mixed company, whoever, and stop. You know, watch it and stop and say, well, what do y'all think about that? It's discussion points, because that's what's keeping us apart. We're not having the proper discussions, and we're not having it without getting mad. So everybody listen to understand as opposed to listen to respond. So I think this is really good. As we're wrapping up, we got Dinesha's going to give us a crazy dating story. She said she has a plenty of them.
Well, I have a few of them, but I'm just going to combine a few of them.
Okay.
Because, you know, I've been talking to somebody for maybe a month. Mm-hmm. I just met somebody that I've been dating, that I knew from my past that I've started dating again. Mm-hmm. But the person that I took interest in for a month, he's been texting for a month. We haven't had a phone conversation at all. So,
yes. So
crazy person, not a crazy date.
well, but you know, a lot of, I hear that all the time, that a lot of guys, I'm just saying this, guys, I don't know, women are more communicative, but the men just want to text and not have a conversation. So can you throw out really quickly what that may be about, that you don't want to have a talk to me?
Now, you already accused me of being 65. No. So you know I'm not
earlier. Earlier. Okay, so he's going to pick up the phone.
I'm going to pick up the phone. I mean, I might text back.
Why do men, you know, seem like they just want to text right now? Is it because they really are not interested in you enough to hear your voice?
And that's going to vary, because let's just say I'm working and I'm thinking about you. I might not really have that time to talk. I might just go ahead and text. So I don't think it's always negative behind it. So
When you first meet somebody.
Well, a month time,
if I get a text every day, I don't even care. Don't text me no more. It's really what I want to say.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm trying to be
nice,
you know, be graceful. And, you know, and I'm like, one day I just was like, are you even interested? And he's like, yeah.
Well, maybe he doesn't know what to say.
So now I'm just waiting for him to stop texting. I'm not responding.
Are those men that just text you those memes every day? It's those good morning things.
Men aren't good with their words.
Yeah.
So I could be attracted to you. I want to spend that time with you, but I don't know what to say.
Oh, well, then
so maybe he just said, well, no, you don't want to meet him, but what I'm saying is, I don't think a lot of women understand how a lot of men truly, unfortunately, are very insecure. You know, you guys don't really know which ones those are. So he might really find you beautiful and attracted to you, but doesn't really know exactly how to communicate things to you.
Okay.
So now it's like, hey, good morning, how you doing? You know, so I can't speak for everyone at all, but I mean, I don't think because he's doing that, he's necessarily a bad person. Ask him. Say to him, hey, look, let's talk on the phone.
That's
let's stop texting. Have you done that?
I mean, I'm dating somebody.
Well, I've started.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is that, like, I did that, but what I don't want to do is start, you know, like, pursuing him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want it to kind of still be... I want it.
Some men know what to do.
Right.
But a lot of times, and I find that a lot of women go wrong with this, is in your mind, you know what you think I should do or what you want me to do, but say it, because I'm not going to risk you messing up. If I want something from you, I'm going to say it.
Okay.
And not have to worry about you didn't think it out right. I'm going to go ahead and say, hey, this is what I want, Donisha. And if you don't do it, okay, I told you a couple times and you keep, you know, fine, now I can go. But I'm not going to say, oh, I hope Donisha called me today. I hope she said this to me. No, I'm going to tell you what
men,
I want.
Men are thinking that way. Okay. Guys, this time has gone so fast, hasn't it?
Yes.
This conversation has been just great. I hope you have learned something from it. And thank y'all for giving me enough room, because my big old sleeves today. And me doing all of this extra. But this has been just some great, great conversation. I want to thank you all. Bring in your energy, for bringing your opinions and your thoughts, realizing that you're not speaking for all women, you're not speaking for all men, but we're having a conversation. Have this conversation around the table with everyone. And I just want to say thank you to the audience out there for watching. Please share. Let everybody out here know that we're out here trying to make sure that you stay sane in this crazy world of dating. Again, if you're listening, you want to watch us in action, then you need to either download Roku, Fire TV. We're on WPS Channel 26 here in Dallas. We are on YouTube, effecttv.com. We're everywhere, essentially. And thank you again. And go to my website, drgladney.com. You want to send me an email, have any questions, purchase any books. Again, we're so excited. And until the next time we see you, have an amazing life. This is Single Life with Dr. G. Dating over 40.